Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Every time, I imagine you sitting in the parking lot watching Jonas drive in.
Yep.
Park that truck.
It was weird not seeing him the last couple days, like drive in. It's just,
I know.
Because I hear this song immediately upon his arrival.
I'm Brady Quinn. That's LeVar Arrington. No Jonas Knox today. He will be back tomorrow.
The truck will be back tomorrow.
The truck will be as well.
Yeah.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast-free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. LeVar,
yes.
I'm not sure if you you heard this yesterday, but it happened. They did it.
They
banned the hip drop tackle
at
the NFL owner meetings down in Orlando, Florida. Even going against the advice of the NFLPA, which was one of the more odd things that we typically see when we're talking about player safety issues. Typically, the NFLPA, the NFL are usually in alignment with one another. Quite possibly the best tweet that I saw to go along with it was a player saying, and I quote, "Hey, bros, we're good with the hip drop tackle. Why don't you ban turf fields?" And I thought to myself, interesting point, you know, but that would cost the owners a lot more to have to actually maintain and have grass fields as opposed to turf fields. But
very interesting.
We've talked about this earlier this spring at length, but now that it is a 15-yard penalty and they're trying to outlaw it from the NFL, what are your thoughts?
You know, I could complain about it. I could support it. There's a lot of different angles that could be taken. I just ultimately feel as though we're at a point now where the way things are done in our society are purely based off of preparing for what the reactions are to society. And football has a very, very large microscope lens, you know, magnifying everything that takes place because everybody seemingly pays attention to football. And so to me, I just feel like, and this is just me being honest, you know, for better or for worse, I just think ever since CTE, ever since the movie, You know, with Will Smith, ever since concussions, ever since that's become the
this is before he slapped Chris Rock. Just we're on the same page.
Yes, before the slap to Chris Rock. Okay. I think that it has been a constant battle for the NFL to maintain the relevance of football and even the participation of football. Because if you think about other sports, like I use the example of, well, boxing is boxing, you know, or MMA is MMA, but in reality, it's a very niche. It's very, very niche in terms of it's not really mainstream. That's not something that you're, you know, oh, you know, we're going to do club, you know, more, you know, mixed martial arts. We're going to do club boxing. It's just not something that's a part of our childhood, our youth, but you will go out and you'll play street hockey or you'll play street football or different things like that. And then you start to figure out where you're going to go do participation, Q. And I think ever since concussions, it has scared the bejesus out of people and feeling as though they're not being good parents by allowing their kids to play tackle. And there have been all of these different issues that have come out of it. And whether now you make a rule that, okay, well, it's lessening the ankle injury or a knee injury or something like that. I just think that the topic of conversation surrounding the safety of the game has been at an all-time high ever since CTE became a part of the NFL.
Yeah, no, I think there's been more of a concern about the well-being of the game. And I guess looking at the golden goose, since the NFL owners continue to make more and more money, whether that's from the TV rights media deal or from the partnerships with gambling partners or books, if you will, I think they look at the ways that they don't want to spoil the golden goose for everyone that's involved. And so to your point, clearly the CTE issue, the concussion issue, was something that gave them grave concern. And, you know, I'm not sure how you were, which side of the fence you were on. I think the more you dove into it, the more you looked at it and said, you know, could CTE be a direct correlation with, you know, the game of football and the hits to the head, et cetera? Of course. The problem is there was a lot of other sports that ended up coming up that looked to be problematic based on concussions or head injuries too, that led you to kind of say, women's all right, soccer. I don't know if it's
women's soccer,
with the headers and everything else. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, well, if we're going to stop playing football, then we're going to stop playing soccer as well. And there just became a lot of other questions that came about from it. And I don't know that we got to a point where we said, all right, this is the single thing that's causing this. Mm-hmm. It might attribute to it, but we don't know if it's the singular cause this. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I do think that really sparked a fire under the league to sit there and look at every single issue and say, what could possibly cause us to lose out on money or cause us to lose viewership? And that's why you see the greater protection to quarterbacks, mm-hmm. because they feel like if they don't have starters out there, people don't go to games, people stop watching. That's what they're selling these games on, is the face of the franchise, the quarterback. So they're protected now in the pocket. They're protected when they get outside the pocket. That's continued to improve. As I've said to you before, I think the hip drop tackle, because it's occurred, I guess, more often, and it's increased the amount of injuries to lower, you know, extremities. It's been a byproduct to me of the way the game has evolved. It's more spread out. Players are taking, you know, worse angles because it's more spread out, because you have more skilled players in space. Yeah. And it's caused them to then have to adjust to just trying to get a guy down on the ground. I don't know that it's malicious in any way. And I think that's the tough part is, when you see the NFLPA come out and recommend that they keep this tackle still in the game because it seems to be more of an accident than anything else, and the NFL owners just do whatever they want, it highlighted two things for me. The direction of this league is always going to be driven by the owners. It's really the only league that I look at and say, where the owners have that much leverage and power and the players are helpless. Because this is an instance where, again, like the other side of the conversation, the ones that are actually being impacted by it, there's a lot of guys who don't want to see it banned, understand that it's not intentional, and want to have a part of the game. Now, there's some players, too, who understand why it's a penalty and why they're trying to ban it. They get that. There's guys who have been injured by it. And I'm not saying that they don't have, you know, similar viewpoints to the owners and wanting to ban it. But if we're being honest with ourselves, it is going to be incredibly hard to add another subjective call to the officials, which is what we're doing. And if you don't think there's going to be more drama, if you don't think there's going to be more arguments to be made about what's a hip drop tackle, as the NFL has even tried to now clarify the difference between the two. So what they're trying to outlaw is essentially the type where a player jumps, you know, up and puts all his weight on the back of a ball carrier as he's trying to bring him down and then drops down his hips on the back of his legs. Yeah. Like anything else, there's varying degrees of that. So I think this highlights probably what is, like, I guess if your league is battling this issue, it's probably a good thing for your league. But it seems like the NFL at times almost is too careful with the way they go about trying to adjust or change the game. But yet it never seems to impact it once the season comes around. Ratings are up as high as ever. Most watched Super Bowl this past year. And so it always reverts me back to that if it's not broke, why are we trying to fix it? I mean, that seems to be like an age-old adage that we, I don't know if we talk about enough, but I don't know that we got to the point of the hip drop tackle that we really needed to make a change this season.
Yeah.
I mean, was that an overwhelming thing? Every Sunday you walked away going, man, they need to get rid of that hip drop tackle, don't they?
And that's interesting to position it that way, because for me, I never called any tackle a specific tackle.
Right.
I just tackled, Q. Like, the bottom line was, the one thing I knew not to do was to drop my head. And you want to know what's crazy? The only reason why I was taught not to drop my head and I subscribed to it was because that's where your body's going to go. Wherever your eyes are, that's where your body's going to go. If you have your eyes down, I'm going to miss. If I drop my head at the last second to try to make contact with somebody, there's a chance that they could stiff arm me, they could get out of my way, I could miss. I lost vision, I lost sight of where my target was. That was the only reason, not because I was going to get hurt, not because I was going to get a concussion or I could break my neck or anything like that. Now, as I became older in the game, I started to realize that, of course, you know, you don't want to take that type of damage onto your head by making contact that way. And that's why I wore a cowboy collar. And I would turtle. I called it turtling. That's the only terminology I ever.
So not when you have to go to the bathroom.
No.
Like it's
the turtle. Gotcha. Turtle heading was okay. Basically like sinking your head back into your cowboy collar, which stabilized my head. And so I could make contact. And my head, you know, not go all kinds of different directions because I had nothing supporting my head and my neck. That was pretty much it. You know, I just started thinking about, like, okay, they're creating all of these terms for how you tackle and different things like that. Let me tell you something. I was 6'3", some may say 6'4", I don't know. I was 6'3", and I was 255 pounds in the league, and I struggled to be able to not only catch up to a Fred Taylor or to a Michael Pittman, but the force of the impact when you make contact with a Pittman, when you make contact with a Fred Taylor or a Jerome Bettis or a Lorenzo Neal or a Sam Gash, you're just trying to get them down. That is it. That's it. You're trying to get them to the ground. And I think what's getting lost in all of this, which I think this is probably the first year we'll see it, and it'll probably be very, very significant, is how difficult it's going to be to tackle at this point in time. And I know the people, you know, are, you know, we probably have NFL people listening to our show, and they'll probably sit there and be cringing and stuff like that. But you know what? I was a part of heads up tackling. I was a part of teaching fundamentals of tackling. I'm very deep and very well versed in how you teach proper tackling, Q.
Right.
And I just feel like there's no perfect scenario to tackling, and that's what, if you can understand that there's no perfect scenario, meaning that you always, tackling is always about improvising. And improvising means you're like MacGyver. You got to figure out what's the best way to get an end result with what you have.
It's the Serengeti out there.
It's the Serengeti, bro. Yeah. Now, I never heard anybody say this is out of bounds. Lions, you can't take gazelles down the same way you take wildebeest down. You can't take, you know, elephants down the same way you take, you know, a hyena down. Like, got no hip dropping, no none of that. Like, I don't know, man. I know it's about participation, and I know it's about all those other things, but I just feel like at some point, just it's football, it's full contact. When you're ready to play. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We've talked about this before. Like, my viewpoint is, just as an offensive player and watching how the game has evolved and changed from how they try to teach tackling, as I really do feel this is a byproduct of the rugby style tackle. It's caused players to take poor angles, or when they are attacking the hips and the way they try to get their head to the side of the ball carrier, it's caused them to, at times, if they're, you know, behind the player, they have no other choice other than to try to wrap their heads on the wrong side. And their only way they can try to stop their momentum is trying to use their weight, their body, and then drop.
Yes.
And it ends up dropping on the legs or the lower extremities of that ball carrier.
And it is what it is. I mean, I honestly,
you
speaking
described
to
it
me,
as what,
it just is
the
what
second,
it is.
Second, third man is what hit you said when
yeah,
you tackle.
That's when you can drive through. But what right. you're, what we're talking about, that's more bulldogging. That's like if you've ever been to, or DDTing, if you've ever been to like a rodeo, like you're not – like, have all of these rules for how you're going to take down a steer or whatever. Like,
I don't know. You're the one who's been to Cheyenne. I don't have belt buckles like that.
yeah, I'm gonna get a new one too. All I know is this: there are certain ways you take bulls down, and there are some bulls that are on the football field, and we're going to see how that looks. Like, imagine you can't hip drop, you know, Henry. You can't hip drop. Or like, cowboy collaring was interesting, because until Roy started flipping onto your legs, like, there shouldn't have been no problem with cowboy collaring somebody. I mean, really, because most times a lot of these guys are too fast for you to catch them. So if I can get a hold of something that is a lever of taking away your balance, then I'm going to do it. I was known for cowboy collaring, horse collaring guys. But, you know, when Roy started bringing his body around and swinging his legs into the back of their legs, then they felt a certain type of way. And I got that. I understand it. But I'm just saying, I wonder how many of the people that are making these decisions have really ever tried to tackle on a consistent basis.
No, they haven't. You know, yeah, again, it's part of the evolution of the game, too. I keep going back to, you know, bigger guys like tight ends that you get out in space, and those bigger bodies are running backs that you get out in space who are, you know, called to catch the football more out of the backfield. That's where you get it. You don't have those, you know, straight head-up tackles anymore. You've got angles that you got to play with. Yeah. And again, it's a byproduct of how the game's changed. And they're trying to make the game safer. I get that. I understand that I am a quarterback, former quarterback, so I don't really get to have an opinion on all of this. But you as a defender, I think I'm more interested in it. And I, once again, the defenders have to adjust. You know, you're like you know, Bill Bellamy and how to be a player.
Yeah.
You know, true players adjust, he says.
Yeah,
but
that's what they do.
That's what defenders have to be.
Yep, and they're going to have to continue to, but you're going to see. I think this rule here is going to create so much thought in your approach that there's going to be a lot of – I just don't know how upset people can get when their defenses falter and some of the things that happen in a game, because I just think that it's creating such – an area of concern, an area of confusion, and a state of what the hell am I supposed to do for defenders? Especially, I would say 100%, especially for smaller defenders.
Yeah. Well, how about this? I can tell you this much. There's a team right now that we're going to talk about next that's also saying to themselves, what the hell am I supposed to do
Uh-oh.
With this particular situation? So coming up next on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, live from the TireRack.com studios, we will get to which team is saying to themselves, what the hell am I supposed to do?
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it must be the money. Whoa, smoke an L with me. What is an L?
What is an L, LeVar?
Oh, must be a money. I don't know what an L is. Let me look this up.
Can I ask you this? Did the New York Jets take an L last year?
Ooh, yes, they did.
Well,
yes, they did.
It's interesting. Like, the NFL owners' meetings, I think, provide as much content and headlines as any time during out the course of the NFL offseason. And, of course, Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, and their head coach, Robert Saleh, have been speaking in Orlando. And one of the comments that came out from the owners' meetings is Robert Saleh, he wants the team to be flying under the radar this year. Is that even possible when everything went down the way it did last year?
I want to hear your take on that, because I have my take, but I want to hear yours first, because you already know where I'm going with that. Oh, well, you may have an idea where I'm going. But
well,
I want to hear what
say,
you think.
Is this a complete 180 from where they were last year, where they were embracing all of it? You had the Hard Knocks. You just had everything that went along with the hype of bringing in Aaron Rodgers. It feels like, in some ways, like Robert Saleh has seen the light, or maybe feels defeated in the sense of everything he's been through since he's been the head coach of the New York Jets. And he's just like, I've had enough. I want to get to the season. I want to play football. I want to coach football. I don't want to have to deal with all the drama that comes along with it. Am I somewhere along the same path as you on this one?
Hell no. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the New York Jets, one, you're in the number one, number two media market in the country. I don't know. In the country? It's not the world. In the country. And for what it's worth, they haven't been good. Like, you haven't been good. Like, I know there's the possibilities and the potential with having Aaron Rodgers back. I get it. But people now are not only wondering, okay, is Aaron Rodgers going to be good for the Jets? Or even if you're assuming he's going to be good for the Jets, what's he going to look like post serious season-ending injury? Aaron Rodgers, what is that going to look like at his age? I mean, and maybe it's not a big concern, but it's still a thought. It's still what does this look like coming in? Let me ask you this. This is a better way for me to do this. What do you think the New York Jets look like coming into this season, Q?
Well, I think they look similar to what they looked like on paper last year coming into the season, minus maybe a player or two because of free agency.
But pretty good on paper.
Yeah, they look good on paper. I would say this, though. I think they'll be better off than they were last year, because even though they didn't get really much of Rodgers at all, it highlighted some of the weaknesses that even with Rodgers, they were going to battle.
Yep.
So I think they've been able to address some of that going into this season. But we'll see how it plays out.
Okay, so are you for certain that that's going to be addressed and that that's going to – or do you – the conclusion is we'll see how it plays out.
I personally believe if Rodgers is starting, he helps to eliminate a lot of their deficiencies.
Yeah.
I think he makes – he's the high tide that raises all boats in the New York Jets.
Okay. Okay. See, to me, I feel like there still has to be a question as to if this team is going to have a larger measure of success than what they've had over the duration of, what, a decade? Is it a decade? Has it been that long? Have they been struggling?
Yeah.
So, to me, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, is there even a need to say we need to fly under the radar? What radar? You're on the radar. Robert Saleh, you know what radar you're on?
Uh-oh.
Am I going to be the coach after this season, radar?
Oh, gosh.
And you're not getting off of that. What? When will he get off of that? When will he fly under that radar, Q?
Well, probably when they put together a successful game plan. That starts with the right players, as you know. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply today. But I think it comes together with the right players, the right game plan.
Well, he might have a better opportunity there with our Tractor people.
Our Tractor Supply.
He's not getting off of that radar. And let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is not getting off of the lead the New York Jets to a Super Bowl radar. You're not getting off of that radar. And you haven't been a good team, so it begs the question of why would we not be paying attention fully to what the New York Jets are going to do? You had everything that has played out with Zach Wilson, which, by the way, they're talking about they may keep him. Like, all right, you may keep Zach Wilson on which may not be a horrible idea, by the way. But
yeah, to that point, let's get to some sound real quick of the owner, Woody Johnson,
subject. Yeah, let's hear him.
I feel badly about Zach in some ways because, you know, last year would have been he would have been a first time he could just sit back and watch a master at work, right? Mm-hmm. And he's never had that. He's been in the fire from day one. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to be in a place where he can observe for a while. And he's got the skill. He can do everything. There's a reason we drafted him at number two. I have confidence that he'll get there at some point.
Can that happen here? You have Tyrod, you have Aaron.
I think it's, it's possible. You know, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. From his standpoint, it's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place and he can wipe the slate clean.
He sounds genuine. I mean, at least you could give Woody that much. He sounds genuine about it.
He does sound genuine. And I do think that now they're in a position where they have Aaron Rodgers, it's easier to admit that hasn't been Zach Wilson's track record, even though they drafted him number two overall because of the upside, the talent. But what he's basically saying and making those comments is that they made a mistake in not ever building up what Zach Wilson ultimately needed. Look, I took a lot of heat from New York Jets fans for years because I didn't buy into the fact that Zach Wilson was going to be a ready-made product coming out of BYU.
And you were right.
It's not about being right. Like, that's the thing that I think people oftentimes get too attached to in sports radio.
That's fair.
Or even in TV.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been someone who's like, I really care about being like right and wrong. Let's play that game. My thing is just saying I gave people my opinion of what I saw on tape and what I watched at BYU over the course of his time there. And what I saw was a player who, similar to what Woody Johnson just mentioned, he had some talent, had some ability, but when you really watched his final season at BYU, they played a lesser schedule. He had all day to throw. Nothing he was asked to do was going to be conducive to what he's going to be asked to do at the next level, and I didn't feel like he was prepared for it at all. And I didn't really see the intrigue with wanting to draft him number two overall, like he had that sort of game-changing type talent. And Jets fans took issue with it for years. And I continually kept telling him, like, this is not it. This is not going to work. Now, had he walked into a scenario where he had the opportunity to sit for a year or two?
You were right.
Potentially.
You were right.
Potentially. But we will never know that. And I think the interesting thing is Woody Johnson gets to admit that now, that it probably would be better for Zach Wilson to start somewhere. So that's why they're probably trying to look for a trade partner. But that's also why I don't understand why he says in the same sentence, well, we're just going to keep him.
Right.
Like, if you know what's best for him, then let him go.
Yeah.
Go release him. Let him sign somewhere else.
That's right. That's right.
That's what doesn't make any sense about him saying that to me, is admitting his own mistake, yet then doubling down and making another mistake in infringing upon Zach Wilson's ability to grow.
Well, the funny part for me was, Zach needed to get an opportunity to see a master at work.
That's right.
Hey, but it kind of goes to the point of now you're talking about, you got a head coach over here like, please, God, can we fly under the radar? Can we please not be in front of it? Then you got the owner of the team talking about, oh, yeah, Zach Wilson needed to get to see the master at work, which means translation. Well, you're going to get to see the master at work one way or the other this season. At least we hope for more than one play. That's radar material. Like, the master, like, which, by the way, he is a dope quarterback. But, I mean, I don't know, Q. I think the situation with Zach Wilson, it certainly has run its course. And it would be best for both sides to go their separate ways. I think that 100% makes a lot of sense. Him going to a different market, and I think the type of guy that he seemingly would be coming from, the school that he came from, maybe New York. I mean, New York isn't the best market for a lot of players. For a lot of different, a multitude of reasons, you have to be prepared for the New York market and what comes along with that in so many different ways. And some people thrive in it, and some people, they kind of lose, like they sink in it. I just think that Zach Wilson, for one reason or another, it didn't get off to a great start. It hasn't been ideal for him. And is he a starting quarterback in the National Football League? I don't know that he is. I just know that being in the situation that he's in New York, it wasn't going to be the best opportunity for him to try to transition from college into the pros to being a super successful quarterback. And I would have probably said that about any quarterback getting drafted to that team. So I think there's realities there that they all have to face and what they have going on right now in New York.
I do think that the relationship between him and Robert Saleh has to be damaged to a degree after how last season went. And all the stuff that came out about maybe him not wanting to go back in and play after being jerked out of the lineup, after coming back in and honestly probably playing some of his best football of his career and not getting any really credit for it because the wins weren't coming along with it, made it difficult. But quickly,
yep.
Are you still selling the New York Jets, even with the addition of Mike Williams, a wide receiver, Tyron Smith, a left tackle, John Simpson, a left guard, Morgan Moses at right tackle, Tyrod Taylor comes in as the backup quarterback, Javon Kinlaw on the defensive front, along with Lecky Fotu, had some depth there. Are you still out on this team being a playoff team next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still bullish on it. I mean, you might play more than Mike Williams. You might play more than Mike. I mean, I don't know.
Man.
You just never know, man.
You just never – well, one thing we do know is coming up, you think that Otani's the only gambling scandal out there? Well, you'd be wrong. Just stick with us here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Dang.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to remind everyone that the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. is currently in first place. Great job so far with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with the Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. How about that?
So Jonas isn't number one anymore?
I'm not quite sure, actually. I think it's probably best to bring in Lee for a little segment we call this. We'll figure it out.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas.
Jonas. Oh, my God.
Good morning, Brady. Good morning, DeMar.
To the ghost
of
Jonas,
huh? I only say Jonas because, yes, he is at the top of the FSR hosts.
Oh, okay. Of the hosts.
Separate brackets.
Separate bracket.
How many points does he have?
Morgan H. is just ahead of, I believe Jonas has 50. Morgan H. has 55.
Oh, okay. Wow. So he's not even close because even the second place folks have, they're 1 point behind.
That is correct. They're at 49. But Jonas does sit on top of the FSR host bracket, so
has that changed? Has the host bracket changed any?
No, it has not. Not since yesterday.
There have been no games to be played.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
But
shows you where I'm at in life.
Hey, Lee,
I do have some more stuff in case you missed. Hey, Brady. Morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Guys, I know we've been talking a lot about Ohtani and that gambling scandal, but I got a new gambling scandal for you, this time in the world of the NBA. Toronto Raptors center Jonte Porter is being investigated for irregularities.
How you say his name?
Jonte Porter.
You know, when you gambling, you know, you got to go Jonte.
Jonte. That's right. Brother of Michael Porter Jr., Jonte Porter is being investigated for irregularities on his prop bets. So apparently, games against the Clippers on January 26th and on March 20th versus the Kings, an increased betting interest on the unders for Porter's props. They were set at 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. Well, it turns out he only played a few minutes in those games, and he came in just under all of those. He actually left the game with what they're calling a re-aggravated eye injury that he had suffered only a few days earlier. So he actually ended up with 0 points, 3 rebounds, just under the 4.5, and only 1 assist, just under the assist. So all the unders hit. And it happened subsequently in the second game, where he had left just after 2.5 minutes in that game. Right now, I don't think anybody's really going out placing lots of bets on the unders for Jonte Porter. So when they saw an increase in bets, they immediately got the red flag.
This does seem a little fishy here, too, right? I mean, when you think about it, players are very aware of their playing time. Now, if injury plays a role in it, they've got some control over that. It's a little hard to, especially with a fringe player, I think, get away with stuff like that. It's funny. If the NFL, whenever they test players for performance-enhancing drugs, for PEDs, they test the fringe players. So either fringe age-wise, so like older players who are towards the end of their career because they feel like they need it the most, or fringe players, guys who are on the back end of the roster just trying to make it. It's a little like secret that they don't want to, you know, tell everyone about. They typically don't test these star players quite as much, at least depending on the age.
Guys, in
the
case,
lap.
There it is. Guys, in case you missed it, video's just breaking out now on TMZ Sports of video coming out of Vince Young getting knocked out in a wild bar fight. This was about 2 months ago in Houston.
Oh, no.
He's trying to seemingly break up a fight and then kind of gets cold cocked and knocked out for just a second.
For a second?
Yeah, just for a second.
Dang.
First off, that's unfortunate, man.
Yeah, I know.
Especially trying to break a fight up and you catch it. Was a friendly fire? Or was it just like a misfire there? Like, well, I haven't seen the video.
Well, he's kind of tussling with this guy, but he's looking at another, and then, he's standing next to this guy, and just all of a sudden he turns and knocks him out. So he's not looking at it. He's not engaged with this particular
individual. So what you're saying is that he tried to do his best impersonation of Cam, and it went wrong.
Yeah.
There's only one Cam Newton, man.
Oh, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But Vince is tall, too. Vince is tall, too, though.
He's big, but he's not Cam Newton.
No, he ain't as big as Cam, and he didn't have the hat on either, you know?
That's for that damn hat.
He didn't look like, what's the name of that? The slim, what are they called?
I have no idea where to go with this one.
No, not Slim Jims. not Slim Jims. I forget what they're called. They're like kid out of a kid story. Slenderman.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a Slenderman.
He is wearing a cap in the.
Is
in
he
the
wearing a cap?
Fight. Yeah. I can't tell.
Does his hat stay on?
Not a top hat.
I can't tell because once he kind of falls out of frame, but he falls fast.
Did his hat get knocked out too?
I'm trying to figure that out. Investigating.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. That is. I hope he's okay, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm joking, but I hope he's okay. It happened 2 months ago.
Yeah, he's okay now.
But he
right?
still might not be okay by now. I don't know. Hope you're okay, Vince.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.